Orville Freestone Jr., Sunday AM, January 1st, 2012.
Turn with me, if you will, to the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll begin with verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, that is God, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, and here he quotes from Isaiah 49:8, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee, have I helped thee. And then the earnestness of the apostles' evangelistic fervor comes through in these last two clauses. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. New Year's Day has always, it seems, been a time for reflecting on the past and planning for the future, of reflecting on gains and losses, on failures and triumphs, and facing the new year with hope. The CEO of a company I was at one time employed with is said to have closeted himself in his office on New Year's Day, away from everyone, reviewing the past 5 years of the business and planning for the coming 5 years. It is good for us to review the past and to learn its lessons, and it is good to look forward in hope to the future. In business, there is a saying, time is money. And in business, that is true. But the older I grow, the more I perceive that time is precious. Consider how the preciousness of time. We have no knowledge of how much time we have left here in this life. Another saying, we have no lease on life. We have only today. And time is precious. When you awoke this morning, God gave you the gift of life for another day. And that is all you are sure of. It is a gift from God. And we traditionally express time in the past, the present, and the future. And in our language, it is really built upon that structure, our English language. But one of the facts about the past is it is gone. It is gone. What was done was done. What was left undone is left undone. Facts are stubborn, and the facts of the past cannot be changed. And yet, the past is very much with us. It remains a part of us. We are the sum total of the years of our life, for good or for ill. It remains a part of us, and it is true that the hurts of childhood, the disappointments of youth, and the despair of adulthood leave their mark on our soul. And some people become weary and faint because of the burden of the past. There are things in the past to forget the hurts we have received in the past, to bury them, to forget even the great triumphs if they would dissuade us from the path of right. There are things to forget and things to remember. But one thing is sure, the past cannot be altered. The facts of the past remain the same. But here is the joyous news of the gospel. The effects of the past can be nullified. The effects of the sins of the past, the effects of the hurts of the past, we don't have to carry them as a burden upon the back. The facts of the past can be changed. A few days before Christmas, one of my cousins in Iowa called me on the telephone. I was surprised. I hadn't heard from him for 7 or 8 years. So far as we're concerned, he had just dropped out of sight. Our cards went unanswered. The telephone rang and rang and rang till I wondered if they were even there anymore. But he called me, supposedly to catch up on those years, to apologize for that negligence. But I was concerned about him and his brother. For many years, they had been waging war against each other. The strong difference between their personalities and the events of their lives had created a deep bitterness between them that had widened into a gulf that seemed unbridgeable. They weren't even on speaking terms, though they lived across the street from each other. So I asked him, "Larry, what about you and your brother? Have things changed any for the better?" And he said, "Oh, I must tell you." And then he related to me how when their mother, my aunt, died, they were both of them together at the memorial service. And again after the service at the family meeting. And suddenly, Larry's wife walked up to John and said, "John, brother, I love you. How are you?" And he responded and embraced her. And then he embraced his brother. And suddenly, the bitterness was gone. The facts of the past were not altered. The angry statements, the accusations, the bitterness of the past remained a fact. But the effects of the past were gone. We cannot change the past, but we can change their effects. And as the years pass, the opportunity for doing so diminishes, for we never know if there will be another day. But this is not what Paul is referring to here, really. He experienced the passage of time. He once wrote in one of his letters, "I, Paul, the aged." Life's effects had taken a toll on him. Imagine how he felt all of his life after that stoning in Lystra. Imagine the terror that could have been his in that arena in Ephesus when the whole city was rushing upon him. And imagine spending a day and a night in the sea. All of these took their toll on Paul, but he seldom wrote about them. He did write a passage about them, just a couple of chapters over in this letter, and some of them in this very chapter. But that's not what he was talking about here. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. The time is accepted not by us, but by God. This is speaking of God, our Father, and also the Sovereign of the universe. But now is the accepted time. Another translation says, "But now is the well-favored time." And another, "But now is the season of opportunity." So he's not speaking of days and years and months. He's speaking of seasons of time that come to each of us in life when God seems to be nearer to us. In the Old Testament, it calls the visitation of God. These times don't come at our request always. They come in His time of special grace. The opportune time, the well-favored season, all of these meanings are encapsulated in the word Paul used in this text. The time when we have the opportunity to make things right. Is there perhaps bitterness in your soul? Perhaps not as strong as in my cousin's, but it's corrosive to the soul. The fact that we are gathered together here today in the name of Jesus, the fact that we are of like precious faith, and the fact that this is the presence of God this morning means that this is an opportune time for each of us. Is there anything in our lives that needs to be corrected? Now is the accepted time. Are there hurts and hatreds from the past? Now is the season of opportunity to shed them. Now is a time to draw closer to God. Well-favored seasons don't come every day. Opportune times don't always present themselves. But when they do, it is now. Now or never. To take advantage of these times is the day of wisdom. For the day of opportunity is brief. The times that God visits us in life-changing ways is precious. Don't let this time fall into yesterday's forgetfulness. For now is the time. Someday is never. I have many books in my library at home that are someday books. They've been there for years, and they remain unread. They are someday books. I don't have too many somedays left, so I'm trying to do it now. I once had a little plaque that had the saying on it, "Do it now." And I found that if I don't do it now, I don't do it. For nearly 40 years, I promised my wife to take her back to Michigan, where I grew up, where I went to school, to see the beautiful lakes that crowd that state, and the majestic high pine forest of the north and of the upper peninsula. Finally, we had an opportunity. And it was do it then or not. We did have a good time. But someday is never. So do it now. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of opportunity. We live only in the now. The past is gone. Tomorrow never comes. When I was a child, I had a problem with that Spanish proverb, tomorrow never comes. Why, of course it does. Wednesday will be tomorrow, but when we got there, it was today. So today is all we have. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of opportunity. Today, God's grace will work in us if we will let it. He begins this by saying, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain." That is, to no effect. Now is the time to let the grace of God work in our lives. We are going to be observing the joyous celebration our Lord himself instituted, the reminder of his sacrifice for us. Plumb the depths of that thought. He came and died for me. That he came to redeem the world is one of the teachings of the scripture. It is truth. But he came and died for me. He For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet he became poor for your sakes. You know that. That grace of the Lord Jesus Christ was given to us to work in our hearts, to cleanse our lives daily, to rid us of the things and the facts of the past that would drag us down. Now is the time to let God's work in us. Today is the time to seize the opportunity. If there is a bitterness in your heart toward anyone, now is the time to shed it. Or if you are only bitter at life, and many lives have been very bitter, we all know, now is the time to shed it. If there are sins or mistakes of the past that haunt you, that plague your memory, today is the accepted time. If there is anyone here who has never made the step of faith necessary to become a child of God, who perhaps has heard the gospel many times, who knows the Bible stories, who knows some of the things that the Bible teaches, but you've never made that step of faith and commitment to the Lord, today is the day of salvation. Now is the only time we have. Today is the time for all of us to give our past to God. He is very willing to take them from us and in turn to give us joy unspeakable and full of glory, a life of faith that conquers all. But now is the time. We do have this day. This is such an appropriate season. The Spirit of God is with us here. The time is fleeting. What would you do for today? The brethren will come. We will observe the Lord's communion. If you have some issues to settle with God, if you are a believer, come and partake. Then kneel in his presence. Kneel, bow your hearts. And if you have not yet made that step of faith, do so this morning. Then you can join us too.